We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Keaton Upshaw, the tight end, in motion to the left side of the formation. Quarterback Terry Wilson looks and throws, intercepted, take it to the house, Jordan Battle, see ya, touchdown Alabama, 43 yards, a pick six for the sophomore from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Welcome to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, presented by U.S. Wellness Meats. Eat like a champion with U.S. Wellness Meats. Grass-fed and pasture-raised at U.S. Wellness Meats, their animals eat right so you can too. Visit them at uswellnessmeats.com and save 15% by using promo code BAMA. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. It's time to take a look at the best of CTSN programming from this past week. Alabama football returned to the field last Saturday with a dominant 63-3 victory over Kentucky. Our week of programming started on Monday night with Crimson Tide Rewind from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills. Corey Reamer told Eli Gold what he saw as Alabama returned to action.
I think that was the biggest question going into this game was, how are we going to look after we knew we had a bye week? That was planned. But then not being able to play LSU, we had 21 days in between games. What are we going to look like coming out? Is it going to be a little bit rusty? Is it, you know, get back into the flow of the game? The offense definitely did not slow down much at all. It was maybe a little bit of a rusty start from a defensive side of things. I think Kentucky showed up with a really good game plan, and fortunately they got some stops, and then it seemed like, you know, from the halfway through the second quarter on, we kind of caught stride and really got back to getting into a game shape, game speed, caught back up and ready to go.
Now it's one of the best weeks of the year, Iron Bowl week, as Alabama prepares to face Auburn on Saturday. Monday afternoon on our Facebook page, we had The Other Booth, presented by U.S. Wellness Meats. The voice of the Auburn Tigers, Andy Burcham, gave us a scouting report on what he's seen from Gus Malzahn's group this year.
Well, I think it's been an improving team, Roger. It struggled a bit out of the gate with the first two losses coming on the road at Georgia, and then at South Carolina, and Auburn, I'm not going to say gave the game away, but South Carolina took advantage of some Auburn mistakes. Auburn had three interceptions in the game, and South Carolina, to its credit, took advantage and turned that into 21 points in a game that Auburn lost by 8. But since that point, this has been an improving Auburn football team. Won the next week at Ole Miss, really ran the ball well, had a really good offense, did not turn the ball over, had a little trouble stopping the Ole Miss offense, but just about everyone has had trouble in that regard. And then the week after that, came back to Jordan-Hare Stadium and put together perhaps the most complete game of the season with a win at LSU. Knew it was going to be going into an off week, a bye week, so to speak, and was looking forward to that, getting some guys healthy. And then, of course, the COVID testing in Starkville. So Auburn was off for 2 weeks before it returned home to face Tennessee this past weekend. And Auburn won the ball game against Tennessee, avenging a loss against the Vols 2 years ago at Jordan-Hare Stadium, and now gets ready for easily the toughest test of the season for the Tigers.
We also enjoyed having a former offensive lineman from Auburn, Cole Kubelik, join us on Tuesday for the Big Picture, presented by Legacy of Hope. Cole gave his impressions of seeing Alabama for the first time this year when he was on the broadcast on the SEC Network for the Alabama-Kentucky game.
So impressive. They have so many different ways to hurt you offensively. And I've been saying this all year, and then seeing it in person kind of just sort of backed it up even further. How do you defend it? I don't know what you try to take away. Maybe if Slade Bolden is dinged up and can't go, that helps a little bit. But I mean, you still have two receivers that you're not going to be able to handle in one-on-ones. You have an offensive line that's probably going to be able to bully, push just about any defensive line in college football around. You have a running back that can run through people, around people, and a quarterback that's extremely accurate and making great decisions. And now you have a tight end, it looks like, in Billingsley that's going to come on that I know they have a lot of confidence in, and they might be building some stuff for him down the road. So I don't know what you try to take away. It'll be a big challenge for Kevin Steele. That Auburn defense at times, the D-line didn't look great against Tennessee. That's a big concern for me. They haven't trusted that group in a lot of man coverage one-on-ones this year, which forces you to play some single safety sometimes. That would be a big concern for me as well. So defensively, you can tell they're super athletic. You can tell they have talent, but I think it's still just a little bit of wherewithal, probably experience, know-how. And you get guys that get displaced from gaps, or guys that fit runs wrong, or guys that aren't aligned properly, or maybe don't shift correctly to a motion or a trade. And that's, I mean, Pete Golding told us that's something they struggled with all year. They went into that game and said, we're going to start very simple because we feel like we know what Kentucky's unbalanced looks early are, what they're going to be for the entire game, and then we'll adjust. And that's about exactly the way it played out. They, you know, about quarter, maybe a little over a quarter, Kentucky gave Alabama defense some headaches, and then you saw some adjustments, and next thing you know, there weren't many. The Advil had been taken, and there weren't many more headaches. So it was impressive to see it in person, and impressive to visit with Coach Saban and Coach Sark and Pete Golding. And yeah, it's hard for me to see how a team out there is going to be able to beat them, to be perfectly honest with you.
He's got memories of playing against Alabama in the Iron Bowl, and former Tide quarterback Stedman Cheely has memories of winning the Iron Bowl against Auburn. Stedman was my guest for Alabama Legends, presented by the Paul W. Bryant Museum, and he discussed the final drive that led to victory in 1979.
Well, the first play, you talk about what stands out most, is the first play I ran option left, and when I went to pitch the ball to Major Ogilvie, it slipped out of my hand, bounced three times and right into his arms, and of course he gained, you know, had a decent game, but you know, that's how the drive started. But after that, you know, we got dialed in, and we were able to, you know, move it all the way down the field, and I scored from the 8-yard line.
The Crimson Tide Sports Network is proudly sponsored by VPro, offering customized printing and individualized service for event marketing, retail, and out of home. VPro, a Vincent Printing experience, can accommodate any job from storefront to stadiums all across the U.S. Check out VProExperience.com to start your visual project process today. Hey Coach, and the Nick Saban Show was aired a day earlier this week on Wednesday due to the Thanksgiving holiday. That morning we learned that head coach Nick Saban had tested positive for COVID-19 and will not get to coach this week's matchup against Auburn. Coach Saban told Eli Gold first about the reaction he had to the positive test and gave a brief rundown of his symptoms.
Well, you know, it's just when they tell you tested positive, I don't feel any really different than normal. I got a little head cold and a little bit of a runny nose, and every now and then I have a cough, but don't feel bad at all. It was really disappointing, especially this week, you know, with our players.
Sure.
To have to tell them I couldn't be there for, you know, what's such a big game for so many fans, and I know for all of our players, but it's a great rivalry game to be a part of, and it's a little bit sad not to be able to be a part of that.
Coach also gave his final word of the night, presented by Mercedes-Benz.
Well, I think, you know, what I talked to the players about early in the week is, you know, sometimes when you play games and you play certain teams, you know, they start out pretty well in the game, but They help you. You know, they do things to help you. Just like in last week's game, you know, Kentucky really started out well in the game. Like they missed a field goal early in the red zone. They made one. They snapped the ball over the guy's head another time for a 40-yard loss. So they helped us. But I think when you play in games like this, in this game, the other team's not going to help you because you're going to get their best game. It's a rivalry game. You don't have record makes no difference. What you've done in the past makes no difference. How you did in the last game makes no difference. It's all about what you do, you know, in this game. And the expectations to be is, you know, they're going to bring it. All right, we're going to bring it. And somebody's got to blink. All right, and you have to have the mental toughness and relentless competitive attitude to be able to persevere, you know, that kind of competitive situation. And but I think that's what great competitors like to do. They like to play in games like this, and they like the challenge of being able to do that. And I think the same goes for the fans. And I think the poison in all this is when you have the expectation, right, that, okay, we're going to go out and just, this is all going to be easy. It's going to happen like nothing. We expect it to be this because their record is this and our record is that. Right, and that's when, you know, you're not mentally prepared to have the kind of, you know, sort of mental mindset that you need to be able to sustain and play a game like this in a really, really tough environment and tough situation because of who you're playing against and what the game means to everybody. So I'm going to encourage the fans to have the same kind of sort of competitive character, you know, in this game. We'll need your support. The players need your support. When you get at this time of the season, you know, nobody feels great, right? But everybody's got to make themselves go and make the choice to go out there and play their best. And certainly your spirit is something that can help us do that, and I certainly appreciate that.
This has been Roger Hoover. Thank you for listening to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, presented by U.S. Wellness Meats. To listen or watch full episodes of the content you just heard, be sure to like the Crimson Tide Sports Network on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also watch our video show archives on YouTube, and it's easy to subscribe to the Alabama Insider Podcast on all podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and so many more. Remember, our coverage of Alabama football against Auburn in the Iron Bowl this Saturday begins at 11:30 a.m. Central on the network, with kickoff at 2:30 p.m. on your local radio affiliate or worldwide on TuneIn Radio. Thanks for listening, and roll Tide!
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.